That used to be my is. Chewing on a bubble gum. Tape girl, hey. Shout out to Rashida. This 101.1 The Wiz, Cincinnati's number one for hip-hop and R&B. Home of the Rest of Our Morning Show, Miss Ebony J, the host that does the most holding things down on the Ebony J Show, the only show where real talk meets real people, exclusively right here on WizNation.com. Today is Flashback Friday, and I had to take it back, y'all. I had to bring the bossiest chick in the nation, Miss Rashida. What's up, queen? How are you, gorgeous?
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. That's what a boss chick sound like in the morning, huh?
That's what a mama sound like in the morning. Like it's like 4 or 5 o'clock in the afternoon because you've been up since 6 a.m.
Dang, he keeping you busy, huh?
Yes, yes, both of them.
You're balancing family life and loving hip-hop. Like, talk to me about your experience being on the show.
How is my experience?
Yes.
It works. I mean, you know, it's a lot that comes along with being on reality TV, but at the same time, you just go into it with a mindset of trying to, you know, have something when it's over. And, you know, understand that a lot comes along with it. It has pros and cons. And, you know, you got to be prepared for everybody to be all up in your business. But, you know, I think it's certain people built for it and certain people aren't.
Being that Love and Hip Hop is like one of America's top rated reality shows, how do you think starring in it has affected your career?
It's affected in a lot of ways. I mean, I had, of course, a career prior to the show, but, you know, a lot of people, you know, I gained a whole lot more fans. A lot of people were introduced to Rashida as the rapper being on the show. And then, you know, it's been a lot of different opportunities come my way and just a lot of different things that have happened in the process.
So is it safe to say that it has most definitely helped your platform?
It has a lot.
A lot of things were exposed in Love and Hip Hop, good and bad, when it came to your married life.
Mm-hmm.
So how has your marriage been since the show?
You know, my marriage is ups and downs like anybody else down there. Just keeping it real. I mean, you know, we have our problems. We have our good days and bad days. At the end of the day, you know, we're just humans and we live our lives out every single day just trying to do and be the best that we can be. And, you know, we're going to continue to have ups and downs. But at the end of the day, we have an understanding. And as I say on Instagram, you know, nobody gets it but us. But as long as we get it, then we good.
You ain't never lied about that. I see he just celebrated his birthday.
Yes, he did.
Yes, that's good. I love that you all are sticking it out. Despite the critics and everything everybody has to say on social media, you know, you definitely have encountered a lot. Just from what we saw on TV, I know it's been so much more behind doors. But I just want to say my hat goes off to you. I really salute you as a woman, as a wife, as a mother. You are a good reflection of someone who stands behind their man. You have definitely been there through the good and bad.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Have you been able to find that balance between the husband and manager? Because in the beginning of the season, y'all were having a problem there.
We were, but you know what? I figured out the thing is just you're not always going to figure it out. Just try to make the best of everything. At the end of the day, if, you know, on the business side of things, when it comes to the music and career and stuff like that, you know, I know that he has my best interest at heart when it comes to trying to do the right things. And, you know, those are the type of things that I try to keep first and foremost. But is it tough? Heck yeah, it's really tough. And is it for every couple to work together? I don't think so. But at the end of the day, that's just, you know, that's how our ball bounce. That's how we rock out. And we have our problems. Yes, we do. We love each other, but we have business issues. But hey, that's just how it is.
Yeah, it's love, it's marriage.
Okay, and all that.
And it's, I was about to say, and it's family too, because you have little Carter now.
Yes, we have Carter. And I'm sure y'all probably just heard him in the background. He over here getting on my nerves. Stop. Girl, I'm trying to tell you.
How are you balancing life, queen?
Girl, it's, you know what? It could be tough, but at the end of the day, you know, I'm a hustler at heart. I love my children. It keeps me busy. And, you know, it always keeps you striving for something. I think when you have a new kid, because, you know, my first son, he's 14.
Yeah.
So it's a big gap, and it was definitely a huge change in my life because I was used to moving around a lot different than having a toddler now, you know?
I bet.
But, you know, it put me really up on my toes, and it's driving me to want to do more and just make sure that I'm trying to do the right things for them. And it's tough. But, you know, we make it do what it do. I have a great family. So.
In Jesus' name, I heard that. This boss chick is serious. Like, I love you because not only are you doing music and reality TV and being a family mom, you are an entrepreneur. You got your clothing line going on.
Well, I actually have an online store, and then I have my own cosmetic line.
Oh, okay. That's why you be wearing a lipstick. Okay, I got you.
So it's two businesses kind of pulled together, you know, and my website is called imbossy.com. It's imbossy.com. And it's a, you know, like a one-stop shop for, you know, shoes, shades, outfits, makeup. You can get hats, you can get purses, you can get a lot of different things. And it's, you know, it's not one of them old, she jumped up and decided to do a boutique because Instagram popping type thing. It ain't none of that.
Set the record straight. Tell us how it got started.
I actually started I'm Bossy in 2011. And it initially started off as just an accessory website. And I slowly grew the website, and it's been doing amazing. And I started Poise a year and a half ago, which is my cosmetic line. And I have over 120 products in my line. And I create colors. I do all of those type of things. It's amazing makeup. And, you know, you can also check that out at PoiseCosmetics.com as well.
With so much going on, I have to ask, what is your primary focus in your career as of this moment?
You know, I'm really focusing a lot on expanding the cosmetic brand.
Okay.
And getting ready to, you know, open a store for, you know, both my cosmetics and my clothes, and finishing a final album. So it's a lot going on.
Hey.
So those are like my three focuses right now.
We're going to get some new music. I'm excited.
I'm gonna knock one more out the park.
I heard that. So when can we be expecting it? Don't be playing with me now. Like, I love
it. No, in the next couple months, I'll be dropping a single probably like within the next month, and then an album to follow.
Okay, well, when you drop it, you gotta hit me up and let me know, because we gotta play it here.
I surely will.
For real. In this entertainment business, I feel like it's a love-hate relationship, because it's the good, it's the bad. You gotta deal with both. What would you say would be the part that you love?
About the entertainment industry?
Yes, ma'am.
That, you know what I love about it the most is, regardless of what people see on TV, which is just a small part of my life, when I'm out in the streets and I'm in different cities and different countries, so many people come up to me and Kirk and say, you know, y'all have helped me get through my marriage. Y'all have helped me and my wife mend our problems. Rashida, you've inspired me to start my own business. You've inspired me to, you know, have self-confidence and, you know, stay, you know, focused on what I want to try to do and accomplish my goals. And, you know, those are the type of things that mean the most to me, and that I love about, you know, just being in the industry and being able to touch people and help people get through different situations that, you know, they might have been looking to go in a whole nother direction, but something that I did or something that I said or something that I've been through that people were able to see helped them, you know, go in another direction, and it helped their life.
Right. Your life is not in vain. So what would you say you hate?
I just hate the fact that sometimes people tend to think that you're not human and you don't have feelings, and they think they know you when they really don't know you like that, and they just want to go in and are so opinionated about somebody else's life and want to point the finger when your life's probably about raggedy.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you got so much to say about mine, and, you know, and so many rude and, you know, just real hurtful things to say about people. And I know a lot of celebrities go through it. Some people say they don't care. At the end of the day, a person has feelings. And, you know, a lot of times, a lot of things go over my head, but sometimes you just sit back and you look and you like, you know, yeah, you gotta understand people have feelings, you know, leave your husband and do this and do that, but you've never been married, so how
right.
can you tell me to leave my man? Like,
right.
You know, stuff like that, but at the end of the day, you know, it's all a part of it, and, you know, a lot of times, you know, you can look past a lot of the negativity, but every now and then, you know, something might, you know, hit you a little bit.
Yeah, because, you know, now the celebs I'm seeing, it's Twitter beef popping off.
Yeah, Twitter beef, Instagram, daggum beef, everything. You just be like, woo. And everything is just out there instantly.
Yeah.
Just be like, dang, you can't do nothing.
Can't win for losing.
You can't.
What advice do you have to someone that's breaking into the industry?
You know, it's just Just try to be yourself and don't change for this world and try to change for other people and change to be a perception of what other people act like they want you to be and this, that, this and the third. You know, it can really take a toll on you if you're not stepping into it, understanding how cruel and crazy the industry can be. But at the same time, you know, you just gotta kinda, you know, practice patience. You know, wait your turn. And coming out here, whether it's music or whatever you're trying to do, don't try to be like nobody else. Just try to be as original as possible.
I think that's some good advice too. You know, everybody wants to be successful. What Drake say? I just want to be successful. Look, Carter is not on this, so we're going to go ahead and wrap this up. Can you share with us your favorite quote or philosophy in life that you live by that keeps you going?
Yes, I can. Hold up. Let me just make sure I got it right, because let me tell you, I keep this on my mirror every single day. And it's a shame that I don't have it memorized. Okay. My favorite quote is, faith is taking the first step, even when you don't see the whole staircase. And that's from Martin Luther King.
Mm-hmm. You got to have faith. What does that mean to you?
I mean, it means, like, you know, to me, in certain situations, it pertains to me, because from small stuff, from music to being an entrepreneur, you got to step out there on faith, even when you might not see how something might end, how you can make it work. You know, even with my marriage, you have to step out there on faith and be like, hey, you know, I'm going to go with what my heart and my gut says, not what other people are trying to tell me or what may seem like, you know, something that's trying to defer you. Step out there on faith, trust your heart, trust your gut, and go. And that can pertain to a lot of different things in a person's life. And that's how I perceive it in my businesses, even starting my cosmetic line. And even stepping into reality TV, you step out there on faith and then keep it moving and make the best of it once you're out there.
That's what I'm talking about. Well, you heard it here first, y'all, from the boss chick, Miss Rashida. And tell the people where they can go and learn more information about you or keep up with you on a daily basis.
I am on Instagram. I'm at Rashida, D-A, boss chick. I'm also on Twitter. I'm at Rashida. And you can also come check out my website. I'm bossy.com and Poise Cosmetics, P-O-I-Z, cosmetics.com as well. And soon to be, you know, Love and Hip Hop Atlanta.
Hey, what can we expect this season?
You know, I don't have the exact date yet, but just be looking out probably April, May, something like that.
Okay. Thank you so much, Queen. Thanks, you have baby. A good day. And all it right. has definitely yeah, been day. A pleasure talking with you.
Thank you, doll. Have a good one.
You too. We heard it here first from the host that does the most, Miss Ebony J, on the only show where real talk meets real people, exclusively on WizNation.com. It's 101.1 The Wiz.